So yeah, another song here saying you only live once, you only have one chance. So drugs, you know, get fucked up, live life to the max, live in the moment, ignore any negative comments about you. And I'm conflicted, because I think if there's a chance for this planet, then I'd say stop all of these things, stop getting fucked up, and start to save the planet and humanity. But if I believe that the planet and humanity is already fucked, then let's party. Let's party. I'm coming to a big decision in my life. I have hundreds of thousands of pounds in equity on my house. I bought very young, I'm very lucky. Scratch that, I'm very fucking clever. I've earned every penny I've ever had. I've afforded myself the opportunity of choice now. Option A. Option A, keep the house. Obviously, keep the house. That's the only option, right? Gotta keep the house. Got kids. Keep the house. It's the only option. Or option B, B for better. Sell the house. Get hundreds of thousands of pounds and spend it for the next 20 years when I'm still young enough to travel the world. Get fucked up. Sure, I'd miss my kids, kind of. But I'd stay in touch. And while they're here, you know, while they'd be at school, I'd be teaching them the most valuable lesson of all. If you have the opportunity, leave your children and travel the world. Getting fucked up. But saying it out loud there, it does seem like the selfish option, doesn't it? You know, just because the world is ending, I'm going to go out with a bang. So, what's the alternative? Becoming vegan, not drinking through plastic straws, that's not enough. And will never be enough, even if we all do that. So instead, in my mid-40s, I have to, instead of getting fucked up, Vegas parties, travelling the world, doing comedy, getting fucked up, I have to stay in London. And I'm scratching a living together and campaigning, lobbying governments. I've already started this. The other day, I got the email of one of the richest people in the world. I won't say who it is yet, but I will reveal it soon. It's come to nothing so far, but he's in the top 100 richest people in the world. I get his email, and I email him, and nothing's happened yet, but I've asked him directly to work with me to save the planet, because I may not be God after all. I think I said a few episodes ago I'm God, and I'm kind of backtracking on that. I may not be God after all. Maybe none of us are God, but those that can act must act as gods to save the planet. I don't mean act as in a student on the Royal Mall in Edinburgh. Oh, I'm acting. I mean just act as a god. Those that can act as gods must act as gods to save the planet. That's what I said to one of the richest people in the world on an email. And he hasn't got back to me, strangely. Why? Because you sounded like a nutter, Nathan. No, that's not why. I'll tell you why he hasn't got back to me. Because he's one of the richest people in the world. He's probably right now getting fucked up. Of course he would do that. Get fucked up and pretend to care about the environment. He pretends to care about the environment. Because you'll be dead before these things hit us. And who are you? Who are you if you try and make a real difference? You're Greta Thunberg, aren't you? Ridiculed the world over. Who do you think you are, you jumped up little shit? Who made you God? Get a job, you little prick. And that's the thing, isn't it? Do we want to be saved? Those that try and save us are ignored or ridiculed. We do not believe in God, and even more so, we do not believe in people acting like gods. We've all pretty much given up, haven't we? Getting fucked up seems like the better option, doesn't it? Even if that is fucking the planet. We all have a choice right now. Get fucked up. Or act like gods. And try to step into God's shoes after God truly has stopped keeping score. Your choice, baby. Fucked up or gods? I wonder what's on Netflix. I'm going to order a burger.